The Brookings Institution says Lawrence Tech provides one of the best college experiences in the nation. Find out why and meet with counselors to apply for on-site or online classes that start in January. Visit ltu.edu. Welcome to M Squared TechCast, a live internet radio show offering the latest news and interviews with the people driving business, technology, and politics in Michigan. Now, your hosts, Matt Rausch and Mike Brennan.
Hey, it's Mike Brennan.
And it's Matt Rausch.
And we're back for the fourth and most exciting segment, right, Rob Ponto from Comcast?
So.
No, actually.
Lots of pressure. Well,
exciting in the sense that he's going to tell you how he's going to give you a whole lot more internet for no more money,
yeah,
right? No more
speed,
money, right?
More yep. speed.
Wow,
feel
that's
the need
exciting.
For speed.
I like that. Usually I don't hear that from Comcast. It's more money, you know?
Well,
so,
you know, it's all about value, Mike.
It is, absolutely.
Okay, so, yeah, Xfinity internet customers might notice that their internet speeds are a little bit faster this month. So we want to give our customers the best value. Obviously, we want to make sure that their online experience is the best as possible. So, you know, everyone wants more speed. We've got the Internet of Things, things to power through the internet, like smartphones, tablets, refrigerators.
Got everything, yeah.
I mean, how many devices do you have on?
Robot dogs, right? Yeah, everything.
Yeah, we got that little vacuum cleaner running around the house, you know, chasing the cat and everything.
Exactly.
So, I mean,
especially with the holidays coming up.
Yeah.
How many smartphones will be in your home? How many tablets and gifts like that, little gadgets. So,
oh, amazing, yeah.
You got to power them all through Wi-Fi. So on Thursday, we announced that we are increasing speeds are some of our most popular internet tiers over the next several weeks. It's about 80% of our customer base.
That's about a million people.
Just about. So
yeah, I read the press release.
Well, good, thank you. So here's what's going to happen. Download speeds of our Xfinity Blast internet tier will jump from 75 meg to 100 meg. If you're a performance tier customer, that internet speed will jump from 25 to 60. And customers of Performance Starter will boost from 10 meg to 25 megabytes. So all these rollouts, as I said, start now through mid-December. So if you have
just in time for Christmas,
yes.
Like you say.
Yeah. Yes.
So when all those little kiddies get their Wi-Fi connected devices for Christmas time, we're going to be good.
You're going to be good. You won't have to worry about your internet. You might have to worry about batteries, but not
batteries
not your internet
not
speed.
Included. Yeah,
correct.
By the rechargeables.
And how much more is this going to cost everyone, Rob? Go ahead. Here you go. Hit it.
So customers will enjoy these new speeds at their current price.
Whoa! That's like I said. I love that kind of talk.
Oh yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah. The cool thing is this is the 17th time we've increased speeds in 16 years. So
wow,
it's all about value.
Yeah, I was going to ask. Do you happen to remember what the fastest speed available was back then, 17 years ago?
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know those many years
it
ago,
would be
like 2000.
Yeah. Sound first. You would hear that first.
Bing bong, bing bong. Yeah,
and then
right.
You'd like read a book while you're waiting for your picture to download.
Yeah.
Oh, those were the days.
Who remembers? Get off the phone. I need to use the internet. Right.
Right. No kidding.
It's amazing how far we've come since 94 when this thing, you know, with Mark.
My first modem was 28.8.
Yeah. Mark Van, and was it Andreessen? I always get his name wrong.
But yeah.
Out of Illinois, Champaign.
Yep.
Came up with a graphical interface. That's really the birth of what we know today as the internet.
Yep.
So 94, that's hard to believe. But were you born in 94?
No. Okay. Far before that.
Okay, all right. Wasn't just, she looked so young, you know?
Thank
so,
you. Thank
oh, you're
you.
Welcome.
Well, the bio says she had more than 10 years experience.
Oh, that's so. True, yeah. I mean, well, but Lisa
child
gets
labor
them
laws,
in about,
you know,
Lisa gets them in
thing.
In third grade because that's when they start to learn and develop that career.
We're like mishmashing all our segments together here. Sorry, Rob.
That's okay.
It's all a jumble in my head, you know?
Okay. So what else is going on at Comcast? What's the video business been like for you?
It's been pretty good. We just launched a new tier called Instant TV. So if you're one of those people who is not into TV that much anymore, maybe you have an internet package and you want to get video streamed through any device that you might own,
uh-huh.
You can do that now for $18.
Hmm. Okay.
Additional $18 or?
Well, whatever you're paying for your internet, you would pay $18 for Instant TV, and you would get, I think it's 10 channels that are streaming live, so all your local channels.
Fox Sports Detroit?
There's a sports and entertainment package that's, I think, $30 on top of that. So you
on top of the 18.
Yes, the base 18, then you can pick and choose. I think the news and entertainment is $30 on top of that. So it's still a great price.
Everyone's nodding their heads. Is that good or bad?
Yeah, that's good. That's
okay,
a good price.
I'm looking around the room here.
Because
you know?
You can pay, I mean, you can easily pay, if you want to get every channel,
channel.
A little over $100 a month for cable television.
Absolutely, right?
So
we're looking at all customer bases and all price points.
Ah.
Yeah, I mean, there are more people cutting the cord, let's be honest here. But there's ways for you guys to adopt a strategy to get around that and become one of the people that lets them cut the cord almost.
Well, Instant TV is one of those ways that we're trying to keep connected with those customers, and also our X-Warm platform is keeping the largest screen in your home the most important.
Yeah.
So,
and that's the nature of technology. If somebody's going to blow up your business, it might as well be you. You know, I mean, that way you're still there when it's standing there when it's over, right?
Right.
I
mean,
that's hope anyway.
Yeah.
Welcome to the world of entrepreneurship. It's so exciting.
Yeah. Yes. Welcome to the world of tech too.
Yes.
Yeah. That's I come from the newspaper industry, so R.I.P. there.
Yes. Kinda. Yes. That died.
Well, that was Craigslist. Craigslist killed newspapers because the classified ads was the most profitable space in the paper, inch for inch. It was the most expensive to buy, and you didn't need a whole lot of high-powered people to produce it. You just basically needed people with high school diplomas who could spell to take the classified ads. Craigslist made classified ads free. You know, there goes newspapers. You know, I mean, that's kind of what happened. So, but we digress.
We do, yes, yes. We lament there. those days are behind us.
Unfortunate passing.
Moving on, yes. When I was talking to you on Thursday, I don't know if you know more since then, but I was asking, where's the rollout first, or how? I mean, are you going to go after the high-tech areas like Royal Oak and Ann Arbor first? Or
well, what? it's kind of hard to say, Mike, because as you mentioned, there's a million customers that are going to be. You know, I failed to mention if you'll get an email or a letter or both from Comcast saying that you're getting this speed increase, and when you do that, what you want to do is power cycle your gateway or your modem. So
just unplug it.
Just unplug it, plug it back in, or reset it.
Wait 10 seconds, though, right?
That's probably a good practice,
Count to 10, plug it back in, hope it works, right?
Right.
The lightning storm knocked my Xfinity out there for about 5 minutes on Saturday. So.
Okay. It's back up?
Yeah.
Okay,
I had to unplug
good.
It and do the whole thing and reset. And
I'm sure I would have heard from you if it wasn't.
No, normally I go over to your head to Michelle and say, what's going on here? So Michelle's the vice president.
Correct.
Here I go back to the Verizon days when she was working for can I say that? I guess I already did, right?
That. All right. So speaking of the competition, we won't say who, but it rhymes with B&B. Got into the television business, right? So
right.
Now you're in the phone business. Funny thing. Talk about that a little
bit. So we have a landline service. It's about $15 per month. But the exciting news is we're in the mobile phone business now.
Yeah,
so Xfinity Mobile. If you're into Apple, Samsung, or LG phones, you come into one of our Xfinity stores, and we can give you a great price. Most people use their phones for the internet, not really for calling or texting. So, calling and texting is free. You can get two different packages for your internet service. $12 per gig that you use, or $45 for unlimited for the month.
Yeah, Michelle was pitching me on that because I'm with that company she used to work for. And I go, well, I think I still got a few more payments left on my phone. Once I do that, then I'll take a look at it.
Great. And we just opened an Xfinity store in your neighborhood, Mike.
Did you?
In Ann Arbor, yep.
Okay.
So it opened today in Oak Valley.
Yes.
Oak Valley.
Oh, my goodness.
Center.
Nice segue.
News has broken out.
No, actually, I published it on Friday. So
all
he
right.
gave it to me earlier. And I said, I'm not sitting on this. This is too hot. You
once
know?
News breaks here, it stays broken.
Yeah.
This new Xfinity store, it's kind of like an Apple store. When you walk in, it's very attractive. You can touch and feel the products. You can talk to someone face-to-face, or you can go to a kiosk and do whatever kind of business you need to do with us there. It's 4,000 square feet, and it's open 7 days a week. So
that's your typical phone store is about 4,000 square feet, right, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Just eyeballing it, yeah.
Your Comcast store downtown is about 4,000 square feet, isn't it?
A little smaller because of Midtown space is typically smaller, but we get a lot of traffic there too.
Yeah. Where else do you have the Xfinity stores?
I think we have at least 10, and they're all over the Metro Detroit area.
Okay.
And we have one in Grand Rapids and one in Ann Arbor, and we'll make some news on some new stores next year.
Lansing, Kalamazoo. I imagine you're going to get into them. And
yeah, I would. I think we're planning Lansing for 2018. Mm-hmm.
So, what's the Comcast footprint, the Xfinity footprint in Michigan? Where do you provide? Yeah, you know, where do you have coax going in?
So everything from Indiana and Ohio north, but below the thumb. Except for bad acts.
I love Michigan people. We always talk with our hands. I live.
Oh, that's good radio, folks. He's holding his hand up.
That's very visual. You can see that, right? Sure. You know, you can relate to that. Okay.
Okay. So but you do have bad acts, but it's pretty much the southern. You know,
yeah, like, major markets: Detroit, Lansing, Grand Rapids.
Okay. How about Kalamazoo?
A few spaces in there. That's more charter territory.
Oh, okay. I know. Yeah, because I know northern Michigan is them too. So I was just wondering how far up Comcast went. So, or Xfinity, I guess we have to call it now.
Right.
Is that official? Or we don't call it Comcast anymore?
Think of it this way. The company is Comcast. Think of it like Ford.
Yeah, yeah. Ford. No, it's Ford's around here. So.
Think of it as Ford's.
I work at Ford's.
Then you have Mercury. Lincoln.
Yeah.
So Xfinity is the product.
Got it.
Portion of the business. You have Xfinity Internet, video, home security, things like that.
Yeah, I'm seeing more and more of those. I did some volunteer work for a friend of mine who's running for Dearborn City Council this year.
Oh, okay.
There was one day where I hung.
No political plugs, though. Okay.
No. Right. Doorknob tag, just get out and vote tomorrow, folks.
Yeah, that's it. Doesn't matter who you vote for, just do it.
Just
right?
Do it. Yep. So I hung doorknob tags on 600 houses on a Saturday afternoon.
How active is you?
And every single one of those houses had 3 front porch steps. So we realized later we walked up 1,800 stairs that day. That's climbing up the Rensen
so
twice.
To go to the gym or anything?
No,
right?
Yeah, we had plenty of steps in. Believe me.
Okay,
but I noticed more and more Xfinity home signs in front of houses where it used to be, you know, ADT or Guardian. You're getting pretty good penetration with that product.
It's a big trend. People like to know what's going on at home while they're not there, and they like to control things in their homes while they're not there. So Xfinity Home is a great way to do that. And we're integrating our product into all the Nest and all those other things that are out there on the market.
So that I see commercials on TV. I don't know if it's your product or not. Somebody's looking on their smartphone. Somebody's coming up to their front door. Is that you guys or is that somebody
else? We can do
else?
That. Yeah, we can do that.
I'm losing track at all, you know. So, but I mean, yeah, this is all good stuff, right?
Yeah. It's, you know, trying to keep everyone connected all the time. It's hard to do. But with 86,000 Wi-Fi hotspots across the state, it's getting easier to do.
Yeah, well, we could talk about that too. Well, we got about, 3 minutes to kill here? So
3 minutes.
What else is going on with Xfinity? See,
Xfinity,
I got it right this time.
Well, I just mentioned the Wi-Fi hotspots are free if you're an Xfinity customer.
Yeah.
We also, you know, talking value for free, launched XFi, which is a in-home Wi-Fi management system. So what you can do with that is you can see how much Wi-Fi you're using.
Uh-huh.
You can set up profiles for your family. I have a wife and 2 daughters, so I can pretty
lots
much
of usage there, huh?
Control yeah. when and what they use while.
And
they
can, you can block them out for dinner time so they can't use their devices at the table?
Yeah, we call that the digital dinner bell.
Yeah.
So when it's dinner time, I can pause, or my wife can
then they
pause
know.
Too.
Then they know they got to come to the table because their device isn't working anymore, right?
Actually, so look at each other.
What else have they got to do? So, you know, if your device isn't working, I guess it's time to go
time
interact
to go
with your
look
family.
At the folks, right? Okay.
And there's a bedtime mode. So when my daughter goes to sleep at 9 o'clock, we shut it down until 6:30
wow,
in the morning.
I like
so,
no more under safety. The covers, like when I was a kid, when the Tigers were on West Coast road trips, I'd have my AM radio under the covers listening, right?
Yeah.
That's the old days. In case that kind of dates me, too.
How many transistors was that radio?
Anyway. I don't know.
All right. So, that's an interesting concept to me, just because the amount of control, the amount of granularity in these systems is really increasing, right? I mean, it used to be you just, you know, it was broadcast into you and you just sort of took it and took from it what you needed. And if you didn't use everything, I mean, you really can make it much more a la carte now than it used to be.
Yeah, with your internet service, you really have ways to select what you need, what you want. Just really think of what you want to do and how you want to use it, and you can do that.
And now you get YouTube TV. Do you guys view those as a serious competitor yet?
Well, no. You know, we're trying to bring, you know, we've partnered with YouTube, and we brought them into our X1 platform. So now you can access YouTube through our X1 box under the big screen. And my daughters have been using that. They love Rosanna Mancino, she's a baker on
couldn't
YouTube.
Tell, yeah, you know,
and hours and hours of not a lot of baking going on, but a lot of watching Rosanna. So
is that what the kids are calling it?
Or yeah, something? Yeah, it's like I don't take Rolling Stone anymore, so I don't know these bands, right? So people are talking about these bands, and I go, "Who?" You know, so hi, Grandpa. You know, so
so yep. U2 is now integrated into X1.
So okay. If people want more information about these products, Rob, where do they go?
So you can go to us at Twitter at Comcast Michigan, or you can go to us online at Xfinity.com or give us a buzz at 1-800-XFINITY.
Okay.
Okay. And then your boss is going to be on IT and the D tonight.
She is. And she'll be talking more of the same.
So more of the same. And so the Podcast Detroit channel, you know, we're an affiliate of Xfinity now. So.
All right. Thanks a lot to Rob Ponto from Comcast.
Thanks for
being a good sport. So this is Matt Rausch.
Yes, and Mike Brennan.
You're listening to the M Squared TechCast.
The Brookings Institution says Lawrence Tech provides one of the best college experiences in the nation. Find out why and meet with counselors to apply for on-site or online classes that start in January. Visit ltu.edu. Thanks for listening to M Squared TechCast, a live internet radio show offering the latest news and interviews with the people driving business, technology, and politics in Michigan. Join your hosts Matt Rausch and Mike Brennan next Monday at 3 p.m. If you can't listen live, audio podcasts of the show can be found at podcastdetroit.com.